This is a Montbold Christian Fellowship sermon podcast. We hope you find this message enjoyable and inspiring.
Being warmed up now. 2014. That's crazy, really, a little bit. I remember it must have been a long time ago. I remember thinking about how old I would be when the year 2000 came. It's not that funny. I know how old you're going to be this year. 2014. I read somewhere this, I actually read it just yesterday, and it says, a New Year's resolution is something that goes in one year and out the other. How good is that? I like that. Who made a New Year's resolution? Be honest. Don't tell me none of you have made... Thank you, Konya. Konya's made hundreds of New Year's resolutions. Whether you... She's made enough for everybody. Whether you're going to admit it to me or not, I know that everybody in their mind thinks, this year I'm going to do something a little bit different. This year I would like to do such and such. Charlie and I were sitting on the Murray River. I was catching more cod than he was, but we won't talk about that. Dave, I was one up on Charlie. And we just were chatting, what do we want to achieve this year? Whether you call it a New Year's resolution or whatever you call it, it is just that time at the end of the year where you think about the year that's been and how you would, what you want to be different next year. Some people were really happy to see the end of 2013. Some people, not so much. They really enjoyed it. I looked up the top 10 New Year's resolutions, and it depends which website you go to as to what those New Year's resolutions will be. And I found some very interesting ones, but these are the ones I'm going to share with you. The top 10 New Year's resolutions for 2014. I actually wrote in my notes, what are your resolutions for 2104? 21, that's a little bit of in the future. It's only not 100 years' time. And this is a bit by the by. Charlie and I realise that our granddaughter will more than probably see the year... I forget what I said. It was some crazy year that, you know, anyway. Okay, the top 10 New Year's resolutions are 1, get organised. Who would agree with that? Who's made that New Year's resolution? Get organised. Number 2, which I was encouraged by this, was help others. Number 3 was to learn something new. Number 4 was, no, it's there. Number 4 was get out of debt. Number 5 was more family time. Number 6 was lose weight. Number 7 was exercise. Number 8 was enjoy life more. I don't know how lose weight and exercise come above enjoying life more. Number 9 and 10 were quit smoking and quit drinking. Okay, so, and I'm sure there's loads in there that you probably thought about that you know, I've decided that I'd like to go on holidays more often. I'm looking at David and Beth while I say that. I'd like to, I really enjoyed it. It was really good. I want us to have a look at Psalm 37 together this morning. Okay. So, you know, and it's good. It's good to sort of think about where you've been and how you've done and where you want to get better. That's a good thing to do that. I'm just going to read some of Psalm 37 and I'll start at verse 1 and we'll see how we go. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. And I think we'll leave it there. So these are some New Year's resolutions that I picked up out of Psalm 37. The first one was in verse 3 and it says trust. Trust in the Lord. The next one was do good. You'll find all of these in those verses that I've just read. So I found trust, do good, dwell, feed, delight, commit, rest, wait, cease from anger and forsake wrath. And I think there's some pretty good New Year's resolutions for 2014. But the one I really want to look at this morning is in verse 4. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. 2014. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Now, I've just read the top 10 New Year's resolutions or desires that people have in their heart for 2014. And like I said, depending on what website you go to, you get a whole lot of different answers. So everybody out there is desiring something a whole lot different. I'm desiring right now that it would be about 35 degrees. Gay, on the other hand, is quite happy with it being 18 or whatever ridiculous, and so is Wilma. Can you imagine what would happen if we all got the desires of our heart right now? And our desires are so fickle. I'm not going to ask you what some of your desires are. Can you imagine if we all got, and 1 minute I desire something and tomorrow I'm not so much anymore. Don't want it so much anymore. Some days red's my favourite colour, sometimes green. It's one or the other. I like both of them. My desires change. I used to wear gold jewellery all the time and I have lots of gold jewellery. Now I desire silver. It's true. Your desires change all the time. So how can this be that God is going to give me the desires of my heart, and why will he give me the desires of my heart that might be different to your desire? Who does he pick? You or me? I often wonder about this verse. We take this verse and we think it means that God is Santa Claus and he's just going to give us whatever our little hearts desire. God is not Santa Claus and he's not just a generous benefactor, our Heavenly Father who loves to give us the desires of our heart, but we do like to quote that scripture as meaning that. Then I was thinking about James 4, verse 3. That tells us that we don't get what we ask for because we ask amiss and we ask for the wrong things. So how does that make sense? 1 minute God's telling me, I'm going to give you the desires of your heart. And the next minute he's telling me you don't get what you ask for because your desires aren't right. You're asking for the wrong thing. And then I thought about what our hearts actually look like. Just in Matthew, I found three verses that say, Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, why do you think evil in your heart? So we think evil in our heart. Matthew 15:8 says, those people draw near to me with their mouth and honour me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Matthew 15:19 says, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, and blasphemies. Yet God's going to give me the desires of my heart. I don't get it. It doesn't add up. And then I realized this is actually saying, the verse says, God will give you the desires of your heart. He's not going to give you the desires of your heart. He's going to give you the desires of your heart. Do you understand? Let me explain. He's not going to give you the desires of your heart. He's going to give you what your heart should desire. Do you understand what I'm saying? He's not saying, I'm going to give you whatever your little heart desires. He's saying, I'm going to give you your heart's desire. I'm going to put in you what your heart should want. Do you get when he showed me that, I've read that scripture many times and I've tried to justify it and work it out, and because I've had that conundrum or whatever that word is. My heart is wicked, left to its own desire. I'm fickle. I want different things all the time. Sometimes I want one, and if I got what I wanted half the time, if you honestly really got what you think you desire, how often have you thought later on, thank you, God, that you didn't let that happen? Imagine if he really did just give us what our little hearts desired. But what he's saying is, I will give you the desire of your heart. In other words, I will put in you what I want your heart to desire. Psalm 31 is talking about someone who delights in the Lord. It says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. The word delight actually means to be soft and pliable. That's what the word delight means, to be soft and pliable. So if you're soft and pliable under the Lord, if you're close to him, if you know him, if you're talking with him, if you're submitting your will to him, he will be able to give you the desire that he wants you to have in your heart. Ezekiel 36:25 says, then I will sprinkle clean water on you and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. I will put my spirit within you. God will give you the desires that he wants you to have in your heart. God gives you a passion for certain things. God is the one who made you. God is the one who made you. He put you together. He made you like certain things and be passionate about certain things. There will be something that ignites an excitement in you, and God will put that desire in your heart. If you're a born-again Christian, you know that before you were born again, you desired some pretty different things probably to what you desire now. And what God does is, by his Holy Spirit, he comes in and he removes those desires that once were very important to you and once were things that you wanted, whether it was money or other things that were different, you know, whether you smoke or drink or all those things that you might have desired, going to parties, the way you spoke before you were a Christian, who knows, you wouldn't be able to change any of that on your own. It's because the Holy Spirit comes in, he removes that desire and gives you a new desire. As you submit to him, as you delight yourself in him, he will take away the desires of your old flesh, your carnal desires, and give you new desires. And so I'm talking this morning about people that aren't carnal Christians, because when we're carnal, you can still be a carnal Christian where you read that verse and says, God's going to give me the desires of my heart. And we take it to mean, well, God will give me everything I want. And we've all quoted it sometimes that way when we've desired something because it's been a good thing, but it's not saying that. To delight yourself in the Lord, you have to be close to him. You have to walk in the Spirit. Let's have a look at Galatians 5 together. If I can find Galatians, we'll all be there. Okay, Galatians 5, and we're going to start at verse 16. And it's the passage about walking in the Spirit. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts or the desires of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So we need to be walking in the Spirit. So 2014, what are the desires of your heart? Do the desires of your heart line up with the desires of God's heart? There's a difference. There's a difference between what you want and what He wants. And it's a good time of the year to be sitting down and reflecting on that. And sometimes we look back over the past year and think, well, God, I was desiring such and such and such to happen and it didn't happen. Well, maybe that's time for us to look and think, well, were they my desires, God, or were they your desires? And sometimes the things that we're desiring and we're not getting are good things. I'm not saying that we're all desiring bad things and that's why we're not getting them. Sometimes we can be asking or desiring good things, but they're not God's thing for us. And the reason that He puts a passion in your heart and the very reason that He wants you to have the desires that He wants you to have is so that you'll be passionate about them and that you'll pray about them. David was saying this morning, this is a house of prayer. This is a house of prayer. But if you're not passionate about something, if you're not desiring something, you're not going to pray about it. Really, you're not. If it's not important to you, if you haven't got a desire for something, a God desire, don't even pray about it. I know that sounds, so many times we pray about things just because we think we should. We've got a list of what we should pray about. But I believe that unless God puts that desire in you, Wilmer, I'll use you an example. I'm sorry. God has put a desire in your heart for politics. You don't even know why that's there a lot of the time. And Wilmer has often said to me, I don't know, I'm not even really into it, but I just feel this desire to pray for our politicians, to pray for our country. And she's passionate about it. You can hear it when she prays. Well, she's allowed God to give her the desire of her heart. It's not the desire that she would have put in her heart herself. She has been soft and pliable under the hand of God and allowed Him to put a desire in her heart. And that's what I want for all of us. That's what I want for us at Mombok Christian Fellowship in 2014, that we would allow God to give us the desires of our heart. We're going to finish early because I want us to spend some time in prayer this morning and time in reflection of just what have I been desiring, God? And I'm not saying that God doesn't want us to have all those things. He wants us to be healthy. So if you know what I mean, if He wants us to exercise more and be healthy and eat right and spend more time with family and get out of debt and all of those things. He wants us to do that. But I want you to look at that verse differently. Delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. Allow Him to put the desire in your heart. We get so caught up in what we're desiring, even good things. And we don't allow Him any space to say, well, that might be a good thing, but this is what I want you to desire. This is why I made you that way. This is why I put you together that way, because you're going to be passionate about this. And when you're passionate like that about something, you have faith for something. The Bible says if you've got faith as big as a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. And so there might be some mountains that need moving in 2014. So we better get the desires of God's heart in our heart. We need to let him give us the desires of our heart. I want you to stand with me this morning. And I want to just spend a few minutes. We're going to be quiet. I know that's a hard thing for us to do sometimes, but I'm just going to be quiet. And I want you to think about the last year and about some of those prayers that maybe you've thought, well, God, I don't know why you haven't given me the desire of my heart in that area. I've been praying about that and I don't see anything happening. Well, maybe we've been asking amiss. And maybe it's time to just be quiet and let God actually get break through all the noise that's so often around in our lives and let him break through and break in and be able to tell you what he wants you to desire. And you can't desire what I desire. You can't just look at each other and say, well, that's great. I want to desire that too. You need to let God give you that desire. When it's a God thing, it will work. When it's a God thing, he will give you the grace and the faith to be able to move forward in that. So we're going to be quiet. I'm going to be quiet now for just a minute. I want you to reflect on that and give God some space to tell you what he wants to put in your heart. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I just thank you that when we give you some room, Holy Spirit, when we give you some room and some space, you speak to us. You speak straight to our heart. You shine your light straight on that spot. We know what it is. And Holy Spirit, I thank you that you've been speaking to us this morning, that you've been speaking to individuals in this place this morning. And God, you have so many things that you want done on this earth yet. So many things still to be done. So many great things still to be achieved for your kingdom, Lord God. And you need each one of us to have the desires that you want us to have. Lord God, I pray for us as a church this year at Mombok Christian Fellowship that as a corporate body that we will put aside our own desires and we would give you some space in this house, Lord God. We would give you some space and some time in this house to put your desires in our heart as a church, Lord God, so that this community can be reached for your kingdom the way that you want it to be done, Lord God. And for us as individuals, Lord, for our families, for our friends, you've wired each one of us so uniquely and so individually, and it's all been by plan and purpose and design. And Lord, I ask that for each one of us, Holy Spirit, that you will give us the desires of our heart. And that we would delight ourselves in you in 2014, that would be our catch cry even, that would be our priority, that we would delight ourselves in you, Lord, and we would be soft and pliable in your hands, that we would just every now and then even come aside and stop kicking and screaming and making a whole lot of noise and doing a whole lot of things, that many times through this year, this coming year, we would come aside, find that quiet place, silence everything else, and just listen to you, Lord God, and allow you to speak to our hearts. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I'm excited about what you're going to do in us and through us in 2014, Lord God. And we do delight ourselves in you and thank you that you give us the desires of our heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Thanks for listening. And please check out our website or come and visit us at Mombok Christian Fellowship.